One of the obstacles that Nicodemus the Pharisee had in understanding the kingdom of God is that he felt that he had escaped the condemnation of God because he was doing things right. And he felt he had no need to be judged because I'm being a good person. I hear that so much. Well, I'm a good person. I can't imagine myself going before the Almighty on Judgment Day and telling him I've been good, because I haven't been good. I'm saved. I've been doing well since God has saved me. But this is what Jesus told Nicodemus. It's found in John chapter 3, verse 14. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believes on him is not condemned, but he that believes not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that does evil hates the light, neither comes to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that does truly comes to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. You see, it is from the Spirit of God, by faith in Jesus Christ, coming to the light of Jesus Christ and believing in him. This is the work of God. Not trying to be a better person, not trusting in our own righteousness, but understanding we must have a righteousness from God through Jesus Christ to escape condemnation. He who does not believe stands condemned already. This is what Jesus said. Let's pray. Father, I thank you that I have escaped condemnation through Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Help me to walk as one who's been born again today, to walk with integrity, to love you with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength, and my neighbors, myself today, just as Jesus commanded. Walk with me, Lord. I know that I cannot do these acts of love, lest Jesus be in my heart. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.